Robin Hood Radio presents Agriculture from Tucana Farms. Here's Mark Scherzer.
Doing farm chores, I almost invariably follow the same order of business. I start every morning by letting the egg chickens out of the coop where they've been spending the night. I end chores after dark by closing them back in. Unlike the turkeys, who would just as soon roost in the apple trees and must be trained to go indoors and almost always need rounding up, the chickens seem to have a natural instinct, as soon as darkness falls, to seek out perches in enclosed, protected places to sleep. All we need to do for them is secure the coop from nighttime marauders. Last Friday night, I closed up the coop well after sundown. The chicken yard seemed, as it always does at that time, quite deserted. Yet Saturday morning, when I went out to open up the coop, I found a young hen running frantically about the yard. She was clearly panicked by having spent an isolated night outside without protection. I was first of all relieved that she was alive. More than once in the past, when chickens were inadvertently locked out of the coop, we found only their feathered remains in the morning, as nocturnal visitors like weasels or owls have taken their opportunities. I was also happy in a way to see that she was outside. She's one of our new egg chickens who arrived as chicks in early June and have been reluctant at best to integrate enough with the rest of the flock to follow them outside in the morning. This one had ventured out, even if she did not yet understand the need to return to the coop at the end of the day. But pondering her night outside also caused me to become preoccupied with the relationship between animals and their sleep. Is sleep for them just an automatic and involuntary event? It's a response to the setting sun? Or is it, as it is for us, I wondered, a more complicated matter? I've always had a complicated relationship to sleep. My entire life I've been a night owl, reluctant to go to bed, and I'm rarely asleep before 1:30 a.m. Yet not since adolescence have I been able to sleep late in the morning. Even if I've been working until 3 or 4 a.m., I'm rarely able to stay asleep past 8. I think my late-to-bed, early-to-rise habits are driven in part by an overarching anxiety. I have not completed what I needed to do, and I will never fulfill my obligations if I indulge in too much sleep. I understand what is meant by the sleep of the innocent, as apparently my guilt regarding unfinished business is what undermines my sleep. Living with Peter for the past 40 years, I've always marveled at his capacity to turn off his daytime concerns in the evening, to go to bed before midnight, and to sleep a full 8 hours. I doubt that anybody, even a much better sleeper than me, has a truly uncomplicated relationship to sleep, however. Peter, for example, has his go-to-bed rituals, the careful arrangement of his pillows, the positioning of the fan just so, the closing of the blinds and calibrating the proper level of darkness in the room, all of which he takes great care to achieve. Sleep, which is governed by our parallel nervous system, and which seems to surrender all the mechanisms of consciousness we use to manage our daily working, eating, and social activities, is a part of life that is not just comforting and rejuvenating, but also, in its abandonment of conscious control, a bit threatening. It must be treated with respect and caution. Does sleep, I wonder, come more naturally to our animal cousins? Turns out I'm not the first to ponder such questions. I quickly found out as I looked online that lots of folk and formal science has been devoted to understanding how animals sleep. The science itself is full of paradoxes. All the experts seem to agree that sleep is a necessary part of animal life, one which rejuvenates and recharges all living beings. Yet there's not a clear definition of sleep which can be universally applied to the biological cycle of all animals. All the learning tells us that animal sleep is anything but uncomplicated. Some animals apparently suffer from the same sleep disorders, such as insomnia and sleep apnea, as humans do. Pet owners hearing their dogs whimpering in their sleep know that dogs have nightmares. Scientific studies on dogs have determined that their blood pressure during sleep can be affected by whether they had stressful or comforting events before they went to sleep. Sleep for non-humans, as well as for humans, appears to serve as a way of reprocessing or resolving issues that arise during daytime activity. Not only do animals suffer from sleep disorders and disturbances, they also don't necessarily sleep deeply and soundly in our sense. Some larger fish, for instance, only have half their brains asleep at a time, as the other half of their brain is needed to control the swimming they must continue round the clock. The proportion of rapid eye movement sleep and deeper slow wave sleep is highly variable among animals. Almost 46% of a turkey's day is spent in sleep, almost all of it between dusk and dawn. The vast majority of that is slow wave deep sleep, but that deep sleep is punctuated on average with 268 episodes of REM sleep each night, each lasting about 7.7 seconds. This fact explains something to me about our experience with turkeys. On the Monday of Thanksgiving week, just before dawn, about 5:45 a.m., we have a large trailer arrive to pick up our turkeys and truck them to the Berkshire View farm across the river to be processed. We pick this early hour because we found that by picking the turkeys off their perches just above our heads while they're still in a highly sleepy state, they avoid a great deal of the stress that they would experience if they were being chased down and captured to go to market. Though we go to great lengths to be quiet during the entire preparation process so as not to wake them, the trailer, when it arrives, is unavoidably noisy. As it backs up to their sleeping porch, we know we will hear, as we do each year, a chorus of gobbles from within. Yet when everything's arranged for the loading and we go into the sleeping porch 15 or 20 minutes later, we are always surprised to find the turkeys still asleep on their perches. That uneasy gobble chorus must have happened in the middle of one of their many light sleeping cycles of momentary semi-consciousness. To me, this constant surfing between deep sleep and semi-conscious represents one resolution of what I think must be a near universal issue for animals. Animals are always vulnerable, and are particularly so when asleep. They must be constantly on guard against predation, and must seek security through numerous mechanisms. Chickens find that security by seeking perches in secure, enclosed spaces. Turkeys, which in nature may roost in less protected trees, cycle frequently into brief periods of light sleep, sleeping in effect with one ear open. Giraffes, it seems, ever vulnerable to predators round the clock, seek security by sleeping only 2 hours a night. And then there's a more general question. Larger mammals, particularly flock or herd creatures, also seem to seek security and sleep by sleeping together. Cows and sheep sleep as families. We see our ewes sleeping with their lambs up against them long after they've weaned them. And pigs, it seems, given the choice, sleep in big piles, and not just as parent and child. Even on some hot nights recently, we've seen Vernon and Possum, our aged boar and middle-aged sow, cuddling together. And then there's dogs. It seems to me that dogs, which have been bred over the millennia as man's companion, will, given the choice, sleep with their masters in their beds. Sleeping closely and communally allows a sharing of the sentry function. Animals can rely on some degree on their sleeping companions to sense dangers and give warnings. But it may also offer the psychological security of having a friend against the world. Animals sleeping together can help us understand the comfort humans take from sharing beds. To be enveloped in another's arms conveys a sense of security and protection that allows less guarded, freer, and maybe even deeper sleep. To feel another's breath in the rhythm of deep sleep encourages one to breathe in unison and to bond. What we perceive as just an expression of affection may be, in fact, much more than that. A deep, instinctive need for feeling secure in our sleep that's addressed in part by the delights of intimately sharing the experience. I come back to my starting point, and I determined that any notion I had of a deep, untroubled sleep in the animal world that's free of human concerns is really upside down. Sleep is a complicated process for all animals, involving both danger and potentially great comfort. We humans have inherited those complications and made them our own.
Peter Davies and his partner Mark Scherzer are proprietors of Tricana Farm, specializing in heritage breeds of livestock on their 40-acre farm in Germantown, New York. Peter also presides over Tricana Odyssey, in which he customizes cultural tours and turkey for small groups which he calls an insider's view of Turkey, and his third hat is Turkana Gallery of old and antique kilims, which he operates in the Wall Street area of Manhattan. Mark presides over his law firm, Mark Scherzer Law Office, which specializes in health law, also in the Wall Street area. Their farm website? TurkanaFarms.com. Their email? farm@TurkanaFarms.com or 518-537-3815.